process of this is all kind of happened kind of quickly. You still kind of you come to grips with what's come down the last few weeks?
Yeah, I think I'm starting to have a good grasp on all the material, but for sure, I mean, it's quite different from what I'm used to. But I mean, I'm smart enough. I think I'm going to be able to learn that.
What about the speed? What you're seeing here with some of the other fellow rookies, especially like you lined up against D4 yesterday. What was that speed like?
Well, of course it's different, but it's especially like the alignment where I'm not used to have rusher that far on the edge. So I think I just need to get used to that step more vertical, and I think I'm going to be able to catch that.
Where are you at kind of with the kicks, kind of getting out on those guys? I mean,
Well, yeah, I think I need to work on it. Coach gave me a few coaching points yesterday, and I'm going to work on it. But over the last 2 weeks, I was practicing as a guard. And like yesterday, I went as a tackle. I don't know exactly why, but today I'm going back as a guard. So you're going to see me as a guard today.
Did you play left tackle?
I play a mix of everything.
So are you pretty comfortable on the right side, man?
I think I'm more comfortable on left and guard.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know they weigh you guys. What weight you checking at when you got here?
307.
Is that what you want to be here? Do you want to get to 320?
We'll see. I think I'm able to put weight pretty easily over the last couple of months with the combine and everything. I was trying to get it cleaner. But I think I can put a couple pounds on easily. So, I mean, if coach wants me at 315, I will go at 315, 320 without any problem.
How long have you been playing football for?
O-line 2 years. Yeah, for sure. Sometimes there's a lot of sacrifice to do, but I was trying to make the sacrifice more of the social aspect. My social life than on football and medicine, because those are my two real passions. And when you have passion, you just don't count the hours. You try to make it happen.
Did it happen the other way, where your studies got in the way of football?
Well, I mean, for sure. Sometimes, like especially over the last year, I was in hospital full time doing rotation. So when you have like a night shift. Well, sometimes you're not able to go to the morning meeting, but coach would have done this and think that. And I mean, we were having like every week with the coaches, I was making my own schedule with them. And let's say I was having like a night shift, well, on the like Wednesday, for sure the Thursday morning, I wouldn't be there, but I'm going to be at practice at night. So we were having like a special schedule, but yeah.
And the first two days of the draft, you were helping deliver babies.
Yeah, I was doing my NICU rotation, which stands for neonatal intensive care unit. So basically, I was we taking care of like emergency C-section, taking care of delivering premature baby. And the funny story is that the Friday of the draft at like 5:30 in the evening, I got a call for like an emergency C-section with two twins that one had like the cord over the head. So we had to operate really fast, and I ended up being like, I missed a complete draft on the Friday, so I was trying to get myself on me.
If you've been drafted that day,
yeah, that would be really fun.
Had to win.
Yeah.
How tough is it helping people and then turn around trying to hurt people?
Well, I don't see it. I don't want to hurt people when I play. I just want to be really aggressive and do my job. So, I mean, for sure it's two different aspects of life, but I enjoy it. And I mean, I love taking care of people. I love, like, communicate with people, trying to find solution. And I also love working with my teammates as a team and try to get the job done on the field.
Considering all the juggling you've had to do
yeah.
in your life, I mean, you've obviously learned to compartmentalize,
yeah,
you
exactly.
know, moments and so forth. Does this make this almost easy because all it is football?
Mentally. Well, I wouldn't say easy because I have a lot to learn on the technique side, and like my learning curve is pretty big. But at the same time, to know that now I'm gonna have like the focus only on football, and for like the next couple of weeks it's gonna be 100% football. I think I'm gonna be able to learn a lot more and to progress a lot more in the system.
You feel like you've been around these guys who've been playing American football for a long time. You feel like you're behind. What you see where these guys are as far as technique, as far as knowing the game?
Yeah, for sure. For sure, I think I'm a bit behind in terms of technique, but I think I'm athletic. So, and I mean, like, I go after it when I play. So those two aspects of the game are hard to coach, and the technique aspect is maybe a bit easier. So I think I'm going to be able to learn that a little bit next week.
Now they work you out a little bit. I mean, they find out where you're strong and where you're weak at in training. What's the biggest area that you need to improve in strength-wise that they told you?
Strength-wise? I would say maybe like rolling the head, you know? So just working on power clean, just get up as fast as you can on the pass protection.
How you think that helped with the pass program?
Yeah, for sure. Especially in a two-step job, you know, when you're going to be really aggressive in the lunch.
Okay. Thank you, Larry. All right.
Thank you.